This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. The unemployment rate in America today is at nearly 15%, the worst number since the Great Depression. More than 33 million Americans have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Retailers are filing for bankruptcy. Congress is considering a fifth economic relief package. You've asked us a lot of questions about unemployment, the relief packages, and the state of the economy. And joining us to answer them is NPR economics correspondent Jim Zaroli. Good to have you back with us, Jim.
Hi, Ari.
Before we dive into the listener questions, help put this in perspective for us. At first, it felt like it was travel and hospitality, and then retail, and now it just seems like the entire economy is being swallowed up in this whirlpool.
Everything. I mean, we were expecting a bad jobs number, and we got it. We've never really seen this kind of wholesale sudden collapse in the job market. Just more than 20 million jobs lost in 1 month. If there was a silver lining, it was that more than 18 million people expect to be called back to work. So if that happens, we will be able to repair some of the damage that's been done to the economy. But for now, we've just seen this unprecedented rise in unemployment.
Each of those 33 million people has a story, and we're going to hear one of them right now. Christine Russell is on the line with us from Tennessee. She owns White Pavilion Clothing, and she makes her living as a costume vendor at Renaissance Fairs. Ms. Russell, good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
So these festivals through the spring and summer, these Renaissance Fairs, where you make a living, are not happening for at least this season. How has that affected your bottom line right now?
Oh, well, my bottom line is kind of a crater with the daylight pretty far overhead. I'm just doing what I can to hang on, and keep the business afloat until we can get back in business.
Do you have a forecast for how long you can hang on?
No, I really don't. I mean, none of us have ever been here before, and I don't know what to expect. Because fairs provide the huge bulk of my income, and so I've never tried to really make it without that. And, there's so many of us in the same boat. And so it's hard. You can't really go to someone and say, well, what did you do about this? Because nobody's ever been here before. Like I said, we just don't know.
Yeah. Are you trying anything creative to get income in a way that you might not have before? I mean, whether it's online sales or something else?
Well, I've had a website for years, and that brings a little bit of income. We're a very resourceful community. Of course, we make full use of things like Facebook, and we've started working more that way, finding ways to market each other online. And so we've gotten some sales there, but as I say, it can't replace a fair, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. Well, we have Jim Zaroli on the line with us, our economics correspondent. Do you have any questions for him that he might be able to help answer?
Well, yes, I do. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, thank you. One of the problems that many of us have is that we're self-employed and we do not have employees. So most of the relief packages, like the PPP and the EIDL, are designed as vehicles to pass money through employers to employees. But if you have no employees, there's really nothing but the pandemic unemployment assistance. And that is linked to your state unemployment. And in my case, for instance, the state of Tennessee only gives me $120 a week, and that goes away, including the $600, if I make, say, a commission of $120.25.
Wow.
If I get a little bit over that $120, it's going to cost me $720.
Hmm. Yeah. So, Jim, what would you say?
Well, I talked to the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development, and it is true. You are limited to $125 a week right now. That's the initial amount that you're going to get. They will calculate your benefits, and you will get more, presumably up to I think $275. If you make more than that, you lose your benefits. And I was told by the Tennessee government that you lose access to the $600 as well.
Yeah, and there's no. In any of the other relief packages from the SBA, none of those are really tailored for us either. I mean, people who are self-employed, we're very used to, making do and falling through the cracks. But in this case, I mean, there are no lifeboats for us to climb into. And there's a lot of pain out there in our community, I can tell you that for sure.
I wish we had a better answer for you, Christine. I'm sorry to hear about your situation, and I appreciate your sharing your story with us. I hope you can get back out there soon.
Thank you very much.
And if you have a question for NPR's economics correspondent Jim Zaroli about the unemployment situation and the relief packages, send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation. Or on Twitter, you can use the hashtag NPRConversation. Jim, we got this question from Nan in Wheeler, Oregon, who received a $1,200 payment from the CARES Act, and she writes, I heard that this rebate is an advance on my refundable tax credit against 2020 taxes. Does this mean the government will deduct $1,200 from my tax return? Jim, that would be worrisome. Is that the case?
Yeah, I've heard that question a lot. There seems to be a lot of confusion about this. What they call the stimulus payment, which is also called the economic impact payment, does not count toward your gross income, and it is not taxed. So they will not take it out of your refund later. It will not be added to your bill.
That's some good news. All right, how about this question from Michael in Naples, Florida, who writes, I was furloughed from my employer for the past 2 weeks, but now I'm back to work thanks to the PPP, that's the Payment Protection Program. While I promptly applied to unemployment, my current status with the unemployment office remains pending. Will getting back to work so quickly affect my unemployment application? Jim, what can you tell Michael about his eligibility for those claims?
Well, first, the state is probably going to find out that he's working again pretty quickly and stop payments. But, you know, he's asking about the 2 week period when he wasn't working. I've talked with Stephanie Bornstein, who teaches law at the University of Florida, and she says until recently there was a 1 week delay in getting benefits, so he only would have been paid for the second week. Governor of Florida has changed that, so he's supposed to be paid now for both weeks that he was unemployed. Now, I don't know when he will actually get the money because Florida has been really slow to process claims, but he is supposed to get it.
Okay. Here's another listener with a question about unemployment. This is Ethan in Texas.
I had plans to thru-hike a long-distance backpacking trail this year for roughly 6 months. I quit my job in March with several months' notice, but my hiking plans can no longer go through due to the pandemic. Am I eligible for unemployment?
Huh. So he quit his job planning to go on the six-month hike. Can't go on the six-month hike because of the pandemic. Can he file for unemployment?
Yeah, that sounds like it would have been a nice hike. Unfortunately, if you quit your job voluntarily, you cannot get unemployment insurance. You have to have been laid off or fired. Now, under the CARES Act, there are some exceptions. For instance, if you're taking care of a child and you cannot work, or if for some other reason connected to the virus, you cannot work, in that case, you might qualify for federal benefits, but probably not.
That is NPR economics correspondent Jim Zaroli. Jim, thank you for answering these questions for us tonight.
You're welcome.
Coming up, we're going to be hearing from some first-generation college graduates. And if you have questions, send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. And we also have a voicemail line now. That number is 202-403-0386. Once again, that's 202-403-0386. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.